And put up some papier to be searching here. Today's day date. 03-25-2026. Dictation is 4. Miss Veronica Pago. Pago spells P-A-G-E-L. Veronica spells V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A. Date of birth is 09-27-1970. This is a 55-year-old female. Here for medication refill period. Next paragraph. Miss Veronica has a history of hypertension, diabetes, chronic pain from inflammatory arthritis. Is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill, she states. Since the last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports fatigue. She says starting Sunday, she feels, quote, drained, close quote. Said that she was outside working, but indicated that she drank lots of fluid and is not sure if she's dehydrated, period. Next line, she denies headaches, she denies chest pain, she denies shortness of breath, denies cough, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Patient has a large Stanley cup of water and is sipping on it. And she does not appear to be vomiting or nauseated, period. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure is 131 over 81, pulse 114, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal, next paragraph. Respiratory, good respiratory, and respiratory effort, no adventitious lungs, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, right rate of rhythm with no murmurs. Patient is tachycardic, 114. Open parentheses, this can be from dehydration. The patient is tolerating PO fluids. Well, IV fluids is not quite indicated, close parentheses. Next paragraph, abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, and 3, cranial nerve, suit, and is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is diabetes type 2. Assessment number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is fatigue. Number 4 is tachycardia. Number 5 is chronic pain from inflammatory arthritis. Next paragraph. Today, it came because of patient's fatigue. The following was done: CBC, CMP, ferritin, A1C, B12, vitamin D, and TSH. A urinalysis was also done. Today, urinalysis revealed glucose of 500. Patient has a history of poorly controlled diabetes, and this may be a contributing factor to her fatigue. She's currently taking Ozempic, and she reports that her sugar, whenever she checks them, they are normal, period. Next paragraph. Ultrasound was done also to assess patient's report of fatigue. Ultrasound was done of patient's abdomen, retroperitoneal, or thyroid, or circulatory system. Next paragraph. Her medication was refilled as follows: Tramadol, 50 milligrams, 1 pill, BID for 30 days, number 660, no refills. She was advised to continue increasing pill fluids, to return to the clinic if her fatigue gets worse, to monitor her sugar on a frequent basis, and to come to the clinic if her sugar is above 250. She says she understands and will comply. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient. Please remove to monitor her sugar and to return to the ER, to return to the clinic if it's above 250. Please remove that, please. Thanks. End of the patient.